After the election, actually, it was a very calm, and I just came out about an hour ago. There was a press conference by international election observers, and technically, everybody just waiting the results from the National Electoral Commission to announce the winners. The National Electoral Commission said it would take about a week to announce the parties who win for this process.
How was voter turnout for these elections?
Hard to say, but it was high, and it seems most of the people, actually, if you look for the gender parity, the female turnout was high, higher than male turnout.
Why was the female vote so high?
Mostly, it seems in this part of the world, women are more concerned about the well-being of the nation because mostly they have a lot of responsibility about families, and that's why, actually, they are more serious. They are more committed than men.
What was the significance of this particular vote?
The major significance was that, you know, most of the people, Somalia and this part of the world is known as a violence and gun-toting children, and all it associated with violence, but it's part of former Somalia, what used to be Somalia, even though self-declared and not recognized it yet. And this is the fifth election in 10 years. They had a 2002, they had the first local election, and then they had a parliamentarian election and presidential election twice. And this is the fifth election, which is the second time they elected a local council. So they're settling their differences through the ballot box, not the gunpoint.
You mentioned earlier that election observers held a meeting this morning. What were they saying about the actual voting process of this election?
Actually, I just came out from there about an hour ago, their press conference at Mansour Hotel. They noted three minor concerns, which was multiple voting that took place, underage and shortage of election material in most of the polling stations. But generally, they said it was transparent and it was peaceful. There was no election rigging whatsoever. Actually, a colleague of mine, a local journalist, raised that question and said, did you observe any election rigging or ballot stuffing? And they said, no, there was no such reports in that part. So generally, the election was transparent, other than those concerns. And the problem was because there was no registration. Prior to this election, there was registration from last presidential election, but the political parties somehow reached an agreement to go ahead with this election without a voter registration. And it was given, if that happens, there will be certain degree of double voting.
Will these particular issues that you just mentioned be looked into further? And could these issues hold up the results?
It will not cause any problems, actually. We hope, crossing our fingers, that everybody will be satisfied with the outcome. Majority, with the exception of one party leader, they already stated the leaders, that they will be satisfied with whatever the outcome is. But are we hoping that is the case?
As you said, we can expect results in a week. What then happens? Do the results go to the National Electoral Commission for a final report?
That's right. You know, after a week, they will issue what they call an intermediary report. And the final report will be issued by the Supreme Court of Constitutional Court of the nation. And also, the election observers, international observers, will issue a more comprehensive report by then. Also, tomorrow, a local observer will issue their statement about the election.